Former Governor David Hall. He came out of Tulsa County, was attorney from 1962 until he ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic nomination for governor in 66.
Well, David Hall had all the makings of a great governor, but he got into trouble with this exchange of money that eventually got him convicted after his term ended.
In 74, he was defeated in his bid for re-election.
Right. Which was a tragedy because he otherwise had a gift of salesmanship and politics and the way government works that might have taken him far. The other thing that he should be remembered for is that he led the way for the wellhead tax on oil and gas that has been modified since that time, but without which the state of Oklahoma would be in much worse trouble today than it is, and it is in deep trouble, as you know, today, financially. But without David Hall, it would be in much greater trouble.
We might just say that the court said that David Hall was implicated in a plan to receive payment for influence over investment of state retirement funds.
Right.
He was convicted in 75. He served 18 months in a federal correction institution in Arizona and ultimately moved to California. When he ran in 1970, you'll remember this, his campaign slogan, Hall of Oklahoma for All of Oklahoma, and helped him defeat the incumbent Republican Governor Dewey Bartlett in the 1970 general election. That was in the primary. Hall won the governor's race by a margin of only 2,181 votes, the closest gubernatorial race in state history.
The defeat of Dewey Bartlett, I don't know exactly why he was defeated, but I think it just had to do altogether with salesmanship and a better campaign run by Hall. Bartlett was moderate in his political views and not inclined to show business and grandstanding. After that, I think he decided that he needed to do more of that, and he became more conservative.
Dewey Bartlett.
Dewey. He was there in the State House at the time I was correspondent there for part of that time. And I thought the world of Dewey Bartlett and thought he was a great governor. Also, he introduced some legislation to take out some of the language, whatever little bit of odds and ends of racial language that remained in Oklahoma laws, he sponsored legislation to take it out when he was in the state Senate.